feet all day long. Grant's always there to say when he's wrong. They've got the feud that just won't quit, and Melissa's the one who has to deal with their sh**. Now the LSD, they don't do it for free. While you're living your life, they're watching TV. Now the LSD, they do it for you. They're always watching, and soon you'll be watching them too.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Big Brother 22 Stockwatch Roundtable. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today, it's Melissa. How are you doing, Melissa?
I'm doing well. We're, making our way towards this ending, and if my predictions are accurate, which this week seems to indicate, we might be seeing a two-time winner of Big Brother 22.
Oh boy. Also with us tonight, filling in for Brent, who was unable to make it here tonight, we have Phil. How you doing, Phil?
What's going on, Taryn? I'm excited to be here. I'm also just excited to cover like the final five, knowing, it's only just a couple days left in the season. And, imagine podcasting about, this the rest of the game for like the next couple of weeks. Thank God we don't have to do that. But yeah, I'm super stoked to be here. And I'm hopefully you guys don't kill me for my ratings this week.
Yes, Phil will be filling in.
Oh,
hey,
Brent.
Hey, wow. That was amazing, Karen. Killed it. Great A.
Yeah, I mean, look, if Big Brother's hiring for an announcer job, I think you can send in that as my audition tape. We are here.
Previously on Big Brother.
Should be the pun writer. Yeah,
exactly. We are here to talk about everything that's been happening on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. And at the end of the podcast, we're going to go over all of the remaining players and rate them 1 to 10 based on how well they're doing this week, what we think their chances are to win the game. And I also sent out a survey earlier today where I asked you guys to submit your own ratings for the players. And we'll be going over those as well. We'll update the prices in the Stockwatch game and we're going to have some fun. So let's get to it. There's not, so again, it's late in the game. There's not a lot going on in terms of, movement everywhere. But we had Nicole win the HOH, and she decided to put Memphis and Christmas on the block here with Memphis as the target.
Yep. I think it's really the right move for her. She was the one person who Memphis didn't include in any of his plans, really. So I think it makes sense that she'd want to get Memphis out this week. Although, I kind of don't know if it's the right move for Cody. I'm kind of going back and forth because I feel like, okay, it's the right move for Cody in that Memphis has won a bunch of HOHs. And technically Memphis wants to take Enzo to the final tour. At least that's what he's telling Enzo. However, Cody doesn't really have anything with Christmas. So it kind of seems like if Memphis were to win the next HOH, he would probably target Nicole. Or at least that's what I've been like running through my head. And so I'm wondering if it makes sense for Cody. At the same time, it's like he'll probably win HOH because knowing how this season has been going, Cody will probably win the next HOH and the next veto and basically everything. But
everything
won't matter. But, something I've been thinking about is like, is this the right move for Cody? I don't know. Is this the right move for Nicole? Yes, I think.
Yeah, it's insane that just like literally every single week, no matter what, without fail, everything has gone Cody's way. And I think this week, again, obviously things have gone his way. Melissa, I think I actually disagree with you. I think that it is the correct move this week to actually take out Memphis over Christmas, just because Memphis, for some reason, I feel like he still does have a little bit of win equity. You know what I mean? I don't think the jury really respects Christmas's game at all. They all know Christmas's game from Big Brother 19. They all know, she's just kind of a follower. But for some reason, people kind of just respect Memphis's just like straight upness. And so I think, along with Cody not being able to even trust Memphis this week, I feel like it's just the two and two go together. And I feel like it's Memphis's week to go for Cody.
And I think it's interesting because this is the one that this is like recently I have been coming around on Memphis. Not that I didn't appreciate his game before, but I feel like I really appreciate the way and the style in which he plays the game, which is like, look, we already know what I'm going to do. I'm not, we don't need to like, especially for like the triple eviction where he's like, look, we already know what I'm going to do. We don't need to go into rooms and pretend and like talk about it. This has been a long time coming. Like, you guys all need to just admit that this like would have been a motion for everyone. Like everyone knew what their first steps were in this triple eviction. So let's not like play these little games. And then same with like telling Tyler, like, you know, I'm probably going to vote you out because you're really good. I think that there is something to that sort of strategy of like, look, I'm just going to tell you as it is. And everyone's going to, you know, maybe be a little thrown off at first, but then be like, yeah, you know, that's Memphis. He just says what he's thinking and he's not going to like beat around the bush. And I kind of like that. I think it's kind of refreshing. It's not really something we've seen a lot of in the past few seasons. So it's a little bit disappointing to me that he is likely leaving this week, just because like I just feel like it's a refreshing style where it's like everyone else, like they're kind of all playing a very similar game. Whereas Memphis is just like, look, this is what it is.
Yeah. I mean, I think for me, like it is, like I came into the season and been like, oh, I don't really like Memphis. I don't really like his style of play. He just kind of followed Dan. And as the season went on, I do think that, like, we've talked about this before, but like his character has kind of just like hyped up and he's kind of just become like his own, like, persona that we've never really seen before. But I also think that, like, if Memphis did actually win Big Brother All-Stars, I think that would be a pretty sad day. I know, like, we love him, we kind of love to like make fun of him, but I don't know, I feel like that would just be super super discouraging. Although he's played okay, I would say, so far.
I do feel like it's interesting though that like the idea that it's like he came into the game and was like, this is what I'm going to do. This is my plan. We have this committee alliance. And we all kind of laughed at him because we were just like, no, there's no way this is going to last. I mean, this isn't even a real alliance. He just like played telephone to get these people together. And like the way that he's speaking to everyone and the way he's HOH, oh, it's HOHitis, you know, that sort of thing. And now it's kind of like, okay, look, he's still here. The committee like made it to the end, basically, except for Enzo. But even then, Memphis was like interested in taking Enzo, so it wasn't a knock on Memphis. And I think that people have really come to respect in the game like his style of communication, and I think that I prefer that a lot more than I prefer the way people were playing in the beginning, which was I have no idea what's going on. Nobody's talking to me. Like, I hate that style where it's just like, you're not giving anyone any information, which means that the people on the block can't even campaign for themselves because they don't know who to talk to or what to say. At the very least, like, if you're upfront and direct, like, look, like, this is the way it's leaning, then at least they have some sort of like game board to be like, okay, these are the pieces I need to move around. Let me see what I can do. So, I mean, I wish more people played like Memphis. Obviously, he has his foibles. We all know it. But I'm just saying, like, in terms of the actual gameplay style, I kind of want to see more of that.
Yeah, I do think that Memphis, as the winner of the All-Star season, being an alternate that was called like right before they went into sequester, I think it would probably be one of the more impressive wins in terms of that. I think we've all speculated that he did manage to make a connection to Cody in the preseason, but with that is likely his only pregame connection. Granted, it was probably the most important one he could have made. I think that he has managed to do very well for himself, getting as far as he did. And really, you know, even if he does leave this week, he did put himself in a position where he was in a good spot to potentially win this game. All he needed to do was win one of these comps, especially if, I mean, man, if Christmas doesn't drop that one ball, if he doesn't drop his balls in that HOH competition, we're looking at a Memphis or Christmas HOH. In particular, the Christmas HOH would have been so good for him. She likely would have taken out Cody this week. It would have been Nicole and Cody on the block. Nicole ends up winning this comics veto, and Cody would have gone home, and Memphis would have been in the final four with Christmas, Enzo, and Nicole, and he would have had two chances to survive the final four with the HOH and the veto, and he would be the front runner to win the game. Like, that's how close he came.
And not to like keep tooting Memphis's horn because I'm sure everybody's sick of it. But I just want to say that, like, I know one of the big critiques about Memphis is like, well, it's Memphis's way or the highway. Like he's just going to do what Memphis wants and that's it. And so there's really no getting around it. But I don't think that's necessarily true because there was the week when Tyler convinced him to make a different move. And he basically was like, no, this is better for your game. And he was like, I want to get out David, but I think that was what it was. I want to get out David. But you know what? Tyler's making good points and I'll go with that and we'll get out David later, you know? And I say it all the time. Like I like when people are open to listening to like other people's game moves and opinions on the game, because if everyone just sits there and is stuck in their own ways or like stuck with their own alliance, then like, you know, the game is really boring. But if people are willing to listen and make moves that are, you know, I don't know, like that are actually good for their game, and aren't just like stuck in their ways, I think that it's much more beneficial for the game as a whole. So I will say that, like, I know that's a huge critique about Memphis, but I do think that he listens. So I mean, whatever, he has his own issues. I don't like the idea that he was like, basically like, I'm going to team up with the bros. And you know, and that's all he's going to do. I don't like that, obviously, but like there are aspects of Memphis's game that are very interesting to me.
Yeah. And also just to add on to that, Tyler was able to convince Memphis that because, you know, Tyler was able to appeal to a certain part of Memphis's brain that like that it made everything kind of click for him. But I think the thing with Memphis and what makes Memphis such a great player is that he keeps all his cards so close to his chest, you know, so no one can really even read him sometimes. No one can really see, like, besides the David thing, no one really could really fully see where Memphis's head was at, which was good because Memphis became a wild card and Memphis could do whatever he wants, you know, and no one would really even suspect it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's and I wouldn't even say that he's completely dead in the water at this point. Nicole did not use the veto and Memphis has remained the target so far. But that does not mean it's 100% locked in. Just today, Enzo was pushing for what if Memphis did stay, though? Don't you mm-hmm. think that might be a good idea? And even Nicole was suggesting, I'm thinking this over again. I don't know. Christmas is talking about how she's locked in to winning these competitions. She's going to try a lot harder. I'm getting a little scared. And it was actually Cody that was like, I don't think so. I think we should keep Christmas. Memphis is just too good at comps. And it's reminding me a lot of last week when at various points in the week, different Cody, Nicole, and Enzo all wanted to keep Tyler, but at different points in time. And today we got two of the three considering the idea, and it was Cody that was holding back. But even just a couple days ago, Cody was the one floating the idea of potentially keeping Memphis. And so I don't think this is completely locked in. Just as we were talking about 5 minutes ago or so, Cody and Memphis were talking, and Memphis was continuing to do what he's been doing that I've talked about in the live feed updates, which is just blindly loyal. Just be blindly loyal. We're locked in, Cody. We just need to win that final four veto. We just need to make sure we beat Nicole. It's us three, the wise guys, to the final three. That's it. And it seems like, and I'm reading this, but it seems like Cody afterward was like, man, this is going to be interesting. Like, he's still planning on evicting Memphis, but it's a big deal that he's having to make such a big stab. And he clearly, to some degree, believes that Memphis might believe what he's saying, and that might get in his head a little bit when Enzo talks about it again. So, you know, you never know for sure. I still think Memphis is the one that is going to leave. But again, similar to last week, it is not 100% locked in right now.
Yeah, going back to what you were saying before, Taryn, just about Nicole potentially also really considering the options. I don't think that she should at all. I really think that Nicole, it should be easy for Nicole to send Memphis out the door this week, because even if Christmas is saying, yo, I'm locked in for next week, I'm going to start winning. I think if Christmas wins out, I don't think the jury is going to respect her game. I just don't see, I mean, we haven't seen that much from the jury house. We've just heard them kind of talk about how Cody's been playing a good game, but I feel like a lot of people are going to have some kind of either resentment towards Christmas, or just be annoyed with living with Christmas in the house for so long, that I personally think that if Christmas took Nicole to the end, I think that'd be a perfect setup for Nicole. And I think they have such like diametrically opposing games that Nicole would have a really easy time just campaigning to the jury and being able to win. So I think it should be an easy shot for her to take out Memphis this week, but maybe I'm wrong. What do you guys think?
Yeah. So I was trying to run through the scenarios of, you know, who has the better chance of being evicted next week, depending on who leaves. I do think that Nicole is probably something like twice as likely to go home next week if Memphis stays. So Memphis leaving is definitely good for her in that sense. It's also good for her that Christmas stays around based on the, you know, idea that she could theoretically cut Cody for Christmas at some point down the line. The problem is I don't think she will. I still feel like unless Nicole is willing to cut Cody, she's just flat drawing dead, unless like some random, like really lucky thing happens, and Cody goes out, not by her hand. And so with that in mind, it's like, well, does it really even matter then? But at the very least, she's going to make it a little bit further. So I do think it's pretty good for Nicole that Memphis leaves. And honestly, for Cody, I'm not sure it matters either way, in terms of next week. So, you know, I was looking at the chances of each person leaving. The Cody only goes home in one specific scenario next week. It's if Enzo wins the HOH and Christmas wins the veto. It's that very specific one case. It has to be those two people winning competitions in that exact order. In that spot, Christmas would evict Cody over Nicole and Cody would go home. I put that at about 4%. I tried to factor in the chances each person has to, like, Cody being the most likely to win, you know, Christmas being second most likely to win HOH, Enzo being third most likely, and then so on and so forth for the veto. I actually put Nicole as second most likely to win the veto. I would put it overall at about 4% that one scenario happens. And then it's the same exact thing with Memphis staying. With Memphis staying, it would be Enzo winning the HOH and Memphis winning the veto and then deciding to evict Cody over Nicole, which I feel like he very well could do. And I feel like it's like half and half that he could go either way with that one. And so I'd probably put that at like 2 or 3%. So it's really not that much of a difference for Cody. And if it helps, you know, keep things coherent and it helps him win competitions and he feels more comfortable and, you know, Christmas has less win equity, you know, worst case scenario, Christmas makes it to the final three or something like that versus Memphis. I'd still prefer to compete against Christmas in the final three than Memphis. And I'd prefer to, like, if, you know, if I had to, like, somehow maybe convince, you know, Christmas or Memphis to take me to the final two, I'd still rather be sitting next to Christmas rather than Memphis in the final two. But really, I just don't think it matters for Cody. And that's why I'm just like, eh.
Yeah, it's just been like that all season. Like last week, I was just like, I was the one who was really just upset with the move to take out Tyler. I was like, this is really not smart for Cody. I'm like, this is going to blow up in his face. It's not going to work in his favor. And then it worked perfectly and everything is fine. And the season's still going his way. So yeah, who are we to even say deny Cody of the game?
Seriously, it's going to be very strange if we get to the end of the game and Cody doesn't win, just because like everything this season has been pointing towards a Cody win. We've all been just like marching towards a Cody win this entire time. And then it's, you know, similar to Paul and Big Brother 19, where the entire time we're marching towards a Paul win. And then like all of a sudden Josh pulls it out. So, I mean, anything is possible, but it does seem like this whole season was a waste if Cody doesn't win. I don't know. I just feel like it's like, okay, so like, what was all this for? Like nothing? I don't know. I just feel like I haven't seen anything from anyone else that makes me think that they like are really deserving of a win. I mean, who knows what may happen down the stretch, but it just seems like Cody has, like, if there was like an edit or whatever, like Survivor, it just like, if Cody doesn't win, it's crazy. I don't know. So whatever. Yeah. Not saying that like I would love to have a Cody win or anything, but it just seems like, what else is there at this point? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I've been the same way ever since, even like before, ever since the triple eviction. I feel this whole season would be for naught if Cody doesn't win. I can't believe it, but I'm pulling for Cody at this point. I really want to just see if he can pull this off. Yeah, because like you're saying, like if Boston Rob got cut from Redemption Island at like the final four, then like what is the point of this whole thing? You know, I don't want to see anyone else win. I want to see Cody be able to pull it off. And that's kind of the suspense I'm getting, even though it's not that suspenseful since he kind of has it worked out on all sides. So I guess we're going to win. Yay. I don't know.
Yeah. The person I think that is by far the most likely person to go home next week, if Christmas stays, I think it's Christmas. I put it at about like 55% that she goes home. Then he gets to the final three with Enzo and Nicole. I've talked about this a lot. I just don't believe that Nicole is going to cut Cody at the final three. I think she will take him. I think she'll sit next to him. I think she will lose. And that just leaves Enzo. If he's able to win, would he cut Cody for Nicole? I feel like probably not, although I feel like a little bit more comfortable that he would, especially today. He just had a conversation with Christmas where he reiterated, like, Tyler told me last week, I'm not going to beat Cody, and you're telling me, and Memphis is telling me, like, I'm getting the sense that I can't beat Cody in the final two. Believe me, I know. Also, I know that Cody and Nicole pre-gamed. That's definitely a thing that happened. Like I think that's one of the reasons why Enzo is trying to push for Memphis to stay, because he's starting to get worried about, am I going to get locked into this final three with Nicole and Cody, where they either take each other or, like, best case scenario, he takes me and I lose to him. Like, I'm starting to get the sense that he's thinking about these things more and more, and we still have a lot of time for him to continue to think about those things. So for me, I'm starting to feel like, you know, Enzo waking up and deciding to cut Cody is actually, you know, the most likely chance that Cody loses the game.
I mean, yeah, I think that Enzo should join up with Christmas, because I do think Memphis has like a shot at winning if he gets there. I don't know if he will, but like, I do think he has a shot, whereas Christmas, I don't really see it. So like, if Enzo can join up with Christmas and take out Cody, and then Enzo and Christmas go to the final two together, I think that's Enzo's best chance of winning. And I think that that is something he needs to look into now, before it gets to be too late, because I do think that if Enzo gets to the end with Cody, or Enzo gets to the end with Nicole, I don't know if I see Enzo winning, because I don't think people see him as doing anything.
Have you worked out like Enzo versus Nicole? Like, is it going to be mostly a shutout for Nicole?
I think I talked about this on one of the podcasts. I just feel like I don't think they ever end up in the final two together. Because even if they are, I guess, unless it's a final three with Cody, Nicole, and Enzo, and Cody cuts, or then Enzo cuts Cody for Nicole, because I don't see Nicole cutting Cody for Enzo, then they might, that's the one scenario, because otherwise Christmas is there, and I think they both take Christmas over each other, because she's the easier beat. So I think it would have to be Enzo cutting Cody for Nicole, and then if we ran through the jury votes there, I think Ian. Oof. I think Ian. Oh man, I don't know, because if Enzo cuts Cody and takes Nicole, does Ian vote for Nicole to be like, oh, she talked Enzo into cutting Cody, or does he vote for Enzo like, oh, Enzo cut Cody? You know, Ian did have very good things to say about Enzo during the game. He said Enzo was one of the best players of all time in the game, on the feeds. But we know he also, you know, was really close to Nicole. So yeah, I don't know. I think Ian could theoretically go either way there.
Yeah,
I see him voting for Nicole, just because I could see a situation where he's like, I want my eviction to like mean something. So like, if I get evicted by the winner, like if she cut me so that she could win, like it means something. I don't know. I just feel like otherwise it's like, okay, great. Like I got taken out for no reason. I don't know. I just think that like, and I also think Ian's the type to reward gameplay like that, where it's like, she she pulled one over on me. She got me out. Like, so there we go. I'm going to give it to her.
But is he going to see it that way? Because if I'm Ian, and I feel like he thinks on a similar level that we do, like he thinks about the game, like I'd be kind of frustrated because Nicole didn't want him to leave. His eviction was
But then did you see that jury segment?
Well, so but he still doesn't. So the problem is that he still doesn't know the whole story. But now that Danny's there, he's going to find out the whole story, which is that.
Yeah, I mean,
Nicole
we'll see.
Tried.
We'll
and see. So like Ian's eviction was a failure of Nicole's, not a move of Nicole's. And I think he's going to be like, wow, she lost me as a soldier. She lost this person is like she had no agency in the game. That's what Danny's going to be saying. And I really feel like Enzo cutting Cody is going to give him so much credit in the jury, especially from somebody like Ian, who's going to be looking for that move. Like Ian is a fan like us. He's looking for the Steve Moses. He's looking for the John Party. He's looking for the Drew. Like, I don't know. I do kind of feel like Enzo has a good shot at it if he cuts Cody like that.
Yeah, I also just think like the jury, like half of the jury knows like this season's probably boring to us. And so Enzo cutting Cody is such a huge, colossal move. They're going to be like, finally, someone played the game. Someone did something. And so I definitely think that that's going to influence a lot of the jurors. So I would say that Enzo cutting Cody would like really, really increase his chances, I think, for most people.
Yeah. And then I would say Devon and Kevin are both definitely Enzo votes over Nicole. I would say David probably too. I think David was disappointed in Enzo for not making a move during his eviction. But if Enzo does make the move to take out Cody, I think he flips over there. Then Danny, I don't think she's a fan of either of them. She's probably been trashing Nicole all season long. But maybe, you know, maybe she does say like, you know what? I think the way Danny thinks about it is probably like, well, of course, Enzo cut Cody for Nicole. Anybody would cut anybody for Nicole because she's the easy beat. She's played a losing game. So I could see that going that way, but I could see Danny also voting for Nicole. Tyler would definitely vote for Enzo. And then we're looking at like Memphis, who I think would vote for Enzo. I kind of feel like Enzo takes it.
Yeah.
So, you know, just quickly, like about Danny, I don't love the idea that Cody, like Nicole was sitting there on the block with her, right? And Cody chooses Nicole over Danny. And Danny is upset with Nicole. Like she's upset with Nicole that Cody chose Nicole over her and that Cody was closer to Nicole. I don't love the idea that it's like you blame the girl when the guy is the one who like betrayed you and like was the problem. It's like when like, you know, your boyfriend cheats on you and you blame the girl instead of the guy. It's like, what are you doing? Like he's the one who cheated. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, they both cheated, but he's the one who was supposed to be faithful to you. So why are you upset with the girl? Like I don't love it. I get that she's upset that like, it's like the steps are there where it's like, Cody betrayed me. So like it means he was closer to Nicole than he was with me. The next step should be like Cody, like I'm mad at Cody because he betrayed me. Instead, it's like I'm mad at Nicole because Cody betrayed me. It's like, I don't love that like leap in logic. It's very like, it's not very great in my opinion.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like that fits with the way that Danny has been just thinking this whole season where she thinks that, you know, I'm totally playing Cody, like I'm running the show. And so she, I guess in her head, she still thinks that, you know, Cody doesn't really have all that much agency and I'm the one who was really running it. So I guess Nicole must have manipulated Cody because there's no way that Cody actually thought for himself because I was telling Cody what to do the whole season. But
it's also not a super great look when she's telling, like, sorry, I'm talking about like the jury segment, but haven't gotten to talk since that jury segment came on. But basically, like, I don't love how she's like, well, the reason why they kicked me out over Nicole is because I'm playing a masterful game and Nicole is not playing anything. It's like, okay, no, not quite. And maybe like, don't say that, even though like, cause she doesn't know what's going on. You know, it's like, she doesn't know like what the what's in Nicole's game or what's in everybody else's game until she sees the show afterwards. And so it's like, for now, maybe just like not brag about yourself while you're sitting in the jury house, just for now. And then maybe it's justified later, but like, it's not a good look if you're bragging about yourself when you shouldn't be bragging about yourself. I don't know. I just feel like it was not a great jury segment for Danny, I will say.
Well, I mean, we say this, but in Legacy Watch, Danny actually moved up after being evicted.
Your Legacy Watch was garbage this week, and I
want nothing
to do with it. I watched it and I was like, okay, this is clearly like the polls were rigged. Like, I don't know. This is not real. There's no way that any of that was accurate. So I'm just going to cut this week out and just like scoop it up and move it. And
scoop
then like, let's go back to the previous week and we'll skip ahead to the next week. Cause this Legacy Watch, like, it means nothing to me this week. Cause it was so bad. No offense to the voters.
Yeah. So I'm thinking through this. I think Nicole versus Enzo, I think the only way Nicole wins, and it's maybe possible, is if she gets all of a Christmas, who votes Nicole. I could see that. And Memphis, who's bitter at Enzo for cutting him, maybe. And Danny, who votes for Nicole despite what she's saying in the jury, and Cody, who's bitter at Enzo for cutting him, and Ian, who's gonna go ahead and cast that vote for, I think all five of those, I'm not sure. I think Christmas is the most locked in vote for Nicole. All the others, I'm like, could go either way. Whereas Enzo, I feel like, has a few locked in votes, and all he needs is just a couple of those coin flips, and I think he has it.
Yeah, I think that totally, like. Well, I'm also thinking about, what if Christmas, let's say it's the final four and they cut Memphis this week, right? And it's your scenario where Enzo wins HOH and Christmas wins the veto and she takes out Cody. And then it's the final three with Christmas, Nicole, Cody. Is there, like, let's say there's a world where Nicole picks, or no, Nicole wouldn't pick.
She would take Christmas, I think.
Yeah, she would take Christmas.
I think they would both take Christmas.
Yeah, they would both take Christmas. So yeah, never mind. That is the only scenario.
And that's her best case scenario. Like, that's like, Nicole should be praying to the Big Brother gods that that exact scenario happens, because that's like her, that's her only win case beyond cutting Cody herself, I think, is if, so the competitions have to go in a very specific order here. It has to go, Enzo wins the final four HOH, Christmas wins the final four veto, and then Nicole wins the final three HOH and takes Christmas.
I love how we're just talking about a world where Cody does not win this season.
Well, yeah, I feel like that's literally the only other scenario. It's like either Cody either wins or Cody doesn't win. There's not like, it's not like some other scenario where like someone like pulls ahead and is super amazing and wins. It's like, no, it's like either Cody's going to win or Cody's not going to win. And that's all we can really discuss.
And it's not even a 50-50 comparable like decision either.
No,
it's all in Cody's favor.
It really is. It's like 70-30.
Yeah. I think that the other thing to think about is this Enzo play with Christmas. He's now thinking, okay, Christmas is going to stay. He's going to start to work on Christmas. Now he has an advantage here because he was in the Wise Guys with Christmas. And so this is something that Cody came up with that Enzo is really running with, which is, okay, I'm really going to paint Cody and Nicole as the duo, as the pair, as the people that are going to win this game. The two of them together, they've been running the game the whole time. They had a pregame arrangement. I know I can't get in there. They're going to take each other to the end. I can't beat either of them in the end. I know I need to go against you, Christmas. And he's working already to try and get Christmas to actually evict Nicole over him in the final four, which I talked about just this morning. I don't think that's impossible. I think that there is a case to be made for Enzo to say, Nicole is actually harder to beat than me. She's the one who's attached to Cody. There's a reason she didn't target him this week, so on and so forth. If that's the case, if he can flip Christmas, then Nicole is really in trouble next week, because if he and if Christmas is willing to cut Nicole over Enzo, that's a big flip right there. And then also, if Enzo really is thinking a little bit of this, he really is thinking, I wouldn't mind going to the end with Christmas and Cody instead of Nicole and Cody, because Christmas will take me, Cody will take me, and I can take Christmas if I need to, then he could win, theoretically, in the Final Four and cut Nicole over Christmas. Now, that kind of puts him in the same spot Nicole would be if she tried to do that to Enzo over Christmas, which is that it gives Cody no incentive to follow through in the Final Three and take him over Christmas, because he could just take Christmas. But it kind of gives Enzo a spot as well, where if he can convince Christmas to evict Nicole, that may be one of his better case scenarios to get Christmas into the Final Three and get in a spot where he's guaranteed Final Two against one person who he can definitely beat. And so I like what Enzo's doing here, trying to work on Christmas. We'll have to wait and see if it works.
Yep.
So we've got that going.
I want to see Enzo totally, like, last season, he like just fumbled the ball in the end game. He did not do enough. I feel like he should have evicted Lane, he should have evicted Lane over Brittany. And so I'm interested to see how, you know, Enzo ends up changing his end game this season, trying to actually start playing, even if you're at the final five, because we all thought Enzo was going to draw dead. We all thought Enzo was going to make it to the final three and get cut. So it's good to know that Enzo's actually reconsidering everything that he's been, you know, thinking about for the last, like, what, 10 years or so. So, I mean, hopefully, you know, we'll see a new side of Enzo, and where Enzo's actually wheeling and dealing. He's willing to actually go against his alliance. That would be a great Enzo. I'd love to see that Enzo win.
Yeah, you know, because I'm looking at the game board. I feel like Cody is just by far the most likely person to win this game right now. But I do feel like after Cody, I think it's probably Enzo right now. And that's only because I feel like there's no chance Nicole cuts Cody. And I feel like without that, her only chance to win, as I said, is the 4% that Cody leaves next week. And then on top of that, she needs to win the final HOH, or maybe Christmas can win the final HOH and take her. But at best, that's now, you know, 66% of 4%, which is like 3%, two to 3% that we're looking at here. So it's a very small chance in that sense. Whereas Enzo, I can see a couple more paths. One where Cody goes home and he wins the final HOH and takes Christmas. One where he convinces Christmas to take him in the final three, where he convinces Christmas to take out Nicole, and then maybe cuts Cody in the final three. One where he cuts Cody in the final three to take Nicole over Cody. A few more, just because Enzo is a little bit more willing to cut Cody. And I also think he's just going to be better at winning jury votes. I think Cody versus Nicole, I think, like, Cody just shuts it out. Whereas Cody versus Enzo, I can see Enzo picking up a couple of votes. Before we saw that jury segment, I would have said Enzo, I would have given Cody like 60-40 odds against Enzo, because Enzo really does have a lot of those social connections with the jurors that we can't forget about. Those do matter. They can come back to matter. Now, I think Cody just has too much momentum moving forward for him right now, and Enzo halted a lot of that momentum in the triple eviction, so he will need to do something to win some back. But I do see Enzo as the second most likely person to win, followed by Nicole, who's like a bit behind him, and then, you know, Christmas is like drawing dead. And I think Memphis has more win equity than Christmas right now.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think that. I'm thinking about, like, the final HOH, and you said, like, Now, you didn't say there was no chance Nicole would win the final HOH, but you said it was, like, unlikely. Like, is there, because I know, like, the usually, like, the final three, like, the third one is, like, a total crapshoot. It's just, like, whatever the jurors say.
I think Nicole can win the final three HOH. It's just a matter of, I don't think there's no chance she cuts Cody, but I do think she can win. So, yeah, lately, the final part of the final competition has been questions on actual, like, events, like actual trivia questions, as opposed to, like, what did this juror say about X, which tends to be more of a crapshoot. Nicole can do well at that. The problem is Cody is also very good at questions. So if she's up against Cody, then, it's not like she has an advantage. I think it's basically a toss up at that point. It might as well be a crapshoot. And I would definitely put, like, you get Cody to the final three, he is going to be in part three of the final three HOH, just like hands down, I think. So, and if he makes it there against Christmas or Enzo, I think he's just already won it. I think Nicole is the only person that can beat him in questions in part three.
I think Cody just has it. Like, he just has something in his head that he has, like, this determination. Like, he also knows he's been working hard this season. And I think there is no way that if Cody makes it to the final three, he's winning that final three HOH. If it's not going to be the crapshoot, then yeah, I think he's just going to have something like that absolute determination to say, I need to win this for myself because I can't trust anybody else to take me to the end.
Yeah. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors and we'll be right back. And we're back. So let's get back to the show.
So I know this isn't like really the podcast where we talk about this, but I'm going to be on the Wednesday recap, so I'll be able to talk about it then. But like, these comics are very bad. And I think we can all agree that there is no creativity in them and that it seems like they basically made them prior to the season and were like, yeah, this works. None of them make any sense all the players are based on their previous seasons and it's just, some of them just don't make any sense. Davon's, Melissa, I don't understand it. Memphis, I don't get it.
Hold on. Has any other comic from any other season spawned a sex toy?
I mean, that is a question not for me. That is a question for someone else, and the answer is maybe.
I guess maybe, but we know for sure that this one has.
I just feel like it's the same thing with Zingbot, which like Zingbot this year, like was up, you know? And I think here's the thing is every year we look forward to Zingbot and we look forward to the comics because we feel like it lets the house guests in on what we think of them. Just a little hint of like what we think of them. And it makes us feel good because it's like, okay, now he knows that like we think he's super sneaky or now she knows that we think she's a rat or something like that. Like it's stuff like that where it's like you like the idea that they're kind of getting a taste of like what the outside world thinks of them in their game. And if you're using stuff from their previous seasons and you're using stuff that isn't relevant, like, I mean, if I was in the house and I saw Davon's thing and I'm Davon and I would be like, what does this mean? Like, what did they think of me? Why am I like Daydream or whatever?
Okay,
like,
yeah. The Davon one, can somebody explain it to me? Because no, I don't understand it at all.
If we from the outside, who are literally on podcasts for this every single week, have to ask like what this refers to, that's not good. That's not a good comic. Like, what is Davon's belt? Like, also, like, Kevin's like, okay, bandana. Okay, he wears a bandana, but what do the animals have to do with anything? Like, Memphis, what does that have to do with anything? Danny's, there's nothing about Danny from this season besides her bad alliance from her previous season. Like, I mean.
Well, the thing is, the audiences this season, I mean, not the audiences, the house guests this season, like, weren't even able to really understand what King Kaser meant. I guess King Kaser is kind of like, it's pretty lame. It doesn't really say anything about his persona besides like just BB6, but like they weren't able to like they were confused by King Kaser. They didn't understand like what possibly it could mean. It means we like Kaser.
Yeah, I know. It's like at least for Kasers, it's like, okay, people still called him King Kaser this year. You know what I mean? Like Janelle's like they didn't call her Bombshell. Like I just feel like there's so much more to Janelle than that. And there's so much more to Keisha than her birthday, but I guess that one's kind of like cute. But like for the
there wasn't anything this season about Keisha.
I know there's not. Yeah. And that's fair. If there's nothing this season that you can use, fine. But there's stuff for everyone else. I mean, like everybody is saying Danny's is the easiest one, the gardener. Like, and everyone would know what that meant and everyone would think it was funny. Like, it's not going to like blow up Danny's game or something because she's out of the house. So like, what's the purpose of using the like regulators or whatever, which is like What? That's like not even relevant to this season. Do you think anybody in the house had any idea what they were referring to with that? Like, no.
I think what ended up happening, to be honest, is that the Big Brother production, they hired, you know, some artists to just make the comics, right? But the artists probably stopped watching the season after what, week two?
So they were just like, let's just throw this together.
Well, yeah, Danny, the regulators, something like that. I don't know.
Like, could they make the muscles like less like throbby and veiny? It's like really gross. It's like honestly disturbing to look at. Like even Kaser's, I was like, I love Kaser, but like Kaser's, I cannot look at this for more than 1 second because it's like these like veiny, lumpy, like just like pulsating like things. Oh, it's awful. Like no one wants to hear about that and no one wants to see it. And I usually love BB comics, and after seeing, I'm always like waiting for Entertainment Weekly and Parade's like exclusive like first look at some of the comics, and I was like, oh my god, here are the comics. And I look at it and I'm like, this is it, this is what we've been waiting for. Like the not good.
I just would like to just stop down on the day one again for a second though. Just because I don't know,
we need to go back.
I just like, I don't know if this will pop up correctly here. I'm gonna go ahead and pull this up and then try and pull this up.
Why couldn't they call Davon's like the fact checker?
Yeah.
Like, why couldn't they go with the fact checker? Like people talked about that this season. That was something we know about. Like, come on.
I also just don't like, who is this dude? I know everyone's going to talk. We're going to talk about it on Wednesday. But like, who is this dude that Davon is like just wrapping up? Like the dream. I don't understand anything in that one. I really just think that person did not watch Big Brother 17 or Big Brother 18, and they didn't even watch this season.
Also, doesn't mean anything. Her wrapping someone up or something. What does that have to do with the dream?
I don't know. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
If anything, if it was like daydream or something. Like someone's sleeping in bed and she comes like Freddy Krueger style or something. I don't know. It's just super. It's just lack of effort, like lack of creativity. Look, like cartoons, they're beautiful, whatever. These comics, they're, you know, whoever drew them, very well done, you know, all that. But like, come on, like there's got to be some creativity there.
So this is I'm showing this on the video if you're watching along. This is Daydream is the day comic here.
Oh, Daydream.
Daydream. Okay. And it's this weird mustache guy who is dreaming.
And why is he all muscular?
Right.
It's a comic.
They literally can't take 1 second to not make somebody super veiny and muscular. Like even
and shiny
the
too. Yeah.
And so here's the it's thing. He's weird. Dreaming at night. The daydream, he's dreaming at night. The caption is, "Your dreams will become a reality." And what he's dreaming about is Davon tying him up with a blue rope, and he's making a face that I don't like if this is about his dreams, and this just feels very wrong to me.
Look, Taryn, it's all about the muscles, and really, that's really what we should be looking at here. Muscles and open mouths and shocked faces, and...
like, this feels to me like it's about the mustache guy more than it's about Davon.
Yeah, he's featured twice.
It just
Davon
sums up
standing there.
It sums up Davon's entire Big Brother experience, where she never got to be the main character of her own story. She was always someone's side character, and she's even the side character in her own comic.
I just feel like it's not great.
All right.
What was Christmases last year? That's what I was wondering.
Last time, I don't remember.
Because I was wondering if they like basically just did another Christmas thing, or if they did something about her leg last time. I couldn't remember.
It was probably something to do with her leg, right?
Probably something to do with her leg and Christmas. Now they're just stuck with Christmas. Oh yeah, Fa-la-la lunatic.
Yes, that's the Fa-la-la lunatic. She'll make you Feliz Navidad.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Who's writing this? Navidad.
And she's on a scooter.
Oh, I don't know.
Being pulled by reindeer.
I just feel like the best they did it was the first time they did it, where, you know, I just feel like they were very specific on each person. And I don't know. I feel like this one is very generic.
My favorite was last year when they got them in the jury house and they were all like upset about them.
Well, they'll probably get them in the jury house this time and be upset about them. So we still have that to look forward to.
All right. All right. So last couple things to talk about here. I think two major topics. We already talked about one of them. Will anyone cut Cody? Do you guys agree with me that I feel like Nicole, there's basically no chance. I feel like Enzo, there's maybe like a teeny bit.
Yeah. Like this big.
I think because Nicole was talking about on the feeds the other day about, you know, how like I'm playing like a super secret game. Cody's game is up front and mine is super secret. I have something planned out. And she didn't really talk about it more than that. But I do think that, you know, if Christmas ended up staying in the game, which she is this week, and Christmas was able to, like, I think Nicole, as much as Nicole would take Cody to the end, if Christmas cut Cody, that would be amazing for her game. And I think Nicole knows that. I think Nicole knows, like, maybe this is actually going to be my shot to win, because I think in her mind now, and sorry. And also, and if Nicole and Enzo made it to the end with Christmas for whatever reason, Enzo doesn't have the story of cutting Cody. So now it's like Nicole could actually have a shot. So I would say Christmas cutting Cody is like the only way that Cody would go home, but it would improve Nicole's game.
So no, she's not going to cut Cody.
Yeah.
I also think it's a tricky thing, because whoever cuts Cody, I think the remaining people will be like, well, you just cut Cody. That's a huge move for your resume. Like, everyone's going to look at you as a huge threat. And so we need to get you out, because there's no way that we're going to win against you. So I feel like whoever gets Cody out is then in for like some trouble when everyone turns on them.
Well, and that's the thing. If Chris, let's say Nicole, because Nicole's only win condition right now is the 4%. Enzo wins HOH. Christmas wins veto. She cuts Cody. She gets to the final three with Christmas and Enzo. First of all, if Christmas wins that final three HOH, let's say she takes Nicole. Can Nicole still beat Christmas?
If Nicole cuts Cody?
If Christmas is the one that does it.
Oh, yeah. If Christmas cuts Cody, I don't know. I feel like people will look at that and be very impressed with it. And especially if Danny's poisoning the jury house, like, I feel like Nicole's best way to win is to cut Cody and then have the jury change their mind about her. Cause at this point, the biggest, dig against her is that, like, well, she hasn't done anything. And if she wins this HOH, she wins the veto, and then like next week or even the week after, or I guess like next week or the next HOH, she cuts Cody, however that may be, you know, I just feel like that is the way that she could win.
So what were you saying? Sorry.
Oh, no, I feel like Tyler votes for Christmas. I feel like Memphis votes for Christmas. I think that they're both going to have some amount of sway. I think that somebody like David might be willing to vote for Christmas if she's the one that took out Cody. I think David would really respect that. That's three votes. I could see Ian maybe respecting Christmas. I could see Davon, Kevin really maybe respecting Christmas. Like, I don't think it's a given. I think if Christmas wins if she takes out Cody and then she also takes out Enzo, I think she has a chance. I think she has a small chance. I think she has a chance.
I think there's an element, though, in an all-star season where jurors like to know, like, I think in any season, you know, jurors like to be proud of the winner that they have and say, this is the person that won my season. I want to be happy with that. And so within an all-star season, unfortunately, like, past reputations do come into play, regardless or not if, you know, we think that actually matters in this game. But I do think that there's so many people that came into this game and they saw Christmas and they automatically just counted her out. They just did not respect her. And I do think that if Christmas waited to the end, and even if she does cut Cody, people are going to be like, am I really going to vote for Christmas right now? Am I going to be proud with the fact that Christmas Abbott has won Big Brother All-Stars? I don't know. Maybe so. I mean, who knows with these guys? But I do think that always plays a part into just the way the jury works and the jury mindset, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think it's tough to call, but I feel like, honestly, if I was in the jury, and I know that Christmas is the one that tried to make a move in the triple eviction, then she survived the block against Tyler and against Memphis, and then she won, she cut Cody, and then she won in the end. She took Nicole with her. Like, I could, in knowing what she's done all game long, she was part of the committee. She was, you know, part of the wise guys. She was working multiple angles. Like, I mean, Christmas, apart from just the fact that her jury management is not good, people don't respect her. She's played a pretty decent game. She's probably played a more active game than Nicole. And juries tend to like active games when it comes to respect. So I don't know. I like I said, I don't think she's like a lock to win against Nicole, but I don't think Nicole is a lock to win against her in this scenario, which is the only scenario where Nicole's not up against Cody, who I feel like she, like, can Nicole beat Cody? Because I really just don't see it.
The only thing I'd be thinking about in regards to a Christmas win would be Devon and Kevin and David. Do we see them voting for Christmas? I don't know if I see them voting.
I think David will. If Christmas is the one that takes out Cody, I think David would be like, you slew the giant. You got my vote, especially because he's going to be, hopefully, I think, probably buddies with Tyler in the jury. Tyler's going to be singing Christmas's praises. I was working with her all season long. She's been playing a great game. I think that I do think that she could get in there. I think her biggest.
I'm just wondering if Devon gets David.
Well, I mean, but it's Christmas and it's Nicole. Like, Devon doesn't have a lot of incentive to stump for Nicole.
That's true. And I don't think Devon would necessarily want Nicole. Be the first two-time winner. So
yeah.
I also just think that, like, Devon also just doesn't really have that much sway in the jury house. Like, I mean, we've just seen her speeches and we've seen, like, how little they have actually, like, influenced the house guests at all. In fact, they've kind of turned the house guests even more against her. So I don't know. I really don't think that anything that she says would unfortunately even matter to the jurors.
Yeah, and I believe that I heard that the person evicted in fourth will not be joining the that's usually how it works, right? They do not join the jury house, so they will only have a chance at the round table to discuss with the rest of the jury their opinions, which means if Cody is evicted in fourth, he's not gonna have a lot of time to convince the jury of anything, that it's just going to be that round table and then they're going to be sequestered alone for the rest of their time. So he's not going to be able to live in that house and talk to people and convince them of things. It's going to be in an open forum where everybody has an equal voice and he's not going to have a lot of time to work. So even if he did kind of try to be like, well, Nicole is actually pretty good here, it's going to be hard to put that work in.
Is that the way they do that? They do the jury roundtable and then they keep them all separate?
Yes.
Oh. How far ahead in advance is the jury roundtable?
I think it's close to a week, I think.
Interesting. I totally always thought that they just like are like, okay, here's the jury roundtable and now everyone go back to the jury house and you can discuss.
They that's why like they've got like, you know, they have like color, they're coloring and then they meet back up afterward. I believe I'm pretty sure this is right.
So if we think that Nicole is drawing dead, right? I'm so curious because Nicole does want to take Cody to the end. I'm so fascinated. I want to see what Nicole's going to say. What thing she has up her sleeve that she thinks she can pull out and be like, I got you all. You know, like it's like some kind of Derek thing where she's like, I'm a cop. I don't know what she thinks she has, like what ace she has up her sleeve, but I have no idea what she could say. It doesn't matter what she says. I think if she makes it to the end with Cody, it's over. But she seems to have something kind of planned out, I would say.
Yeah. All right. Well, okay. Second question then. Who does Cody pick between Nicole and Enzo? And I do want, before we talk about that, I did poll the audience about the Cody thing. Who is more likely to cut Cody? The majority between Enzo and Nicole said Enzo. About 25% said Enzo. But the vast majority of people answered, this is a dumb question because neither of them have any chance of cutting Cody. So the audience believes that neither of them will cut Cody, but if one of them does, that Enzo is more likely. So, you know, that's pretty much in line with how we felt about it. But then, who do you think Cody is going to pick? If he has to pick, let's say at the final four, Christmas wins the HOH, Cody wins the veto. He has to evict either Nicole or Enzo. Or fast forward to the final three. What if Christmas is evicted at the final four, Cody wins the final three HOH, and he has to pick between Enzo and Nicole? Who does he take with him? Who does he evict? Maybe they're different answers, depending on which situation it is. But ultimately, who is he more loyal to? We discussed this last night a little bit because the previously on in the episode mentioned that despite all of Cody's other final twos, he's always been most loyal to Enzo, which I felt like was kind of some confirmation of what I think a lot of us have been suspecting for a long time. Now, that doesn't mean that he's completely locked in that regard, but I do still lean more toward he's more loyal to Enzo. I don't think it's a guarantee. What do you think, Phil?
I don't know. I think I might be towards the other side. Well, like, it's funny, like in the beginning of the season, right? Like, we all knew that Cody and Nicole were just like 2-2. They were a pair and they were going to be lockstep throughout the entire season. But, you know, as the weeks went on, Cody did become a lot closer to Enzo, and they kind of shared, they had more in common, and they were able to kind of get along more game wise. But just looking at the end game and just looking at, like, I guess, juror perception, it's, I know it's always hard to say because Cody kind of just tells everyone what they want to hear, but I do think that Cody does have a better shot of beating Nicole than he does Enzo, because he doesn't know about the whole, what the jury thinks, but I do know that he knows that Enzo has a fantastic social game. He knows that. He knows how much people love Enzo. And I think that is a threatening thing for him. I think he also knows, like, people kind of think Nicole is, like, a little bit annoying, and, like, they kind of don't respect her as much as they do Enzo. So,
but at least remember, Cody also is now under the impression that Nicole and Danny had a final two all season long, and that they were actually secretly most loyal to each other. And so I would imagine that Cody feels like Danny right now is stumping for Nicole in the jury house rather than the other way around.
Yeah, but even so, I don't think he would want to, at this point, he wouldn't really want to take anything out on her or anything like that. It's just about, I just need to take someone to the end. And so
right,
I could be.
I think what I'm saying is that, like, if Danny is pro Nicole in the jury house and anti Cody, right. Then it's very dangerous to take Nicole, because Danny's going to have a lot of information that she can use against Cody and for Nicole, which is why Nicole is likely going to have such a problem winning, because Danny is so anti Nicole in the jury house. But if he feels like it's the other way around, then I and she's talked with Cody about, like, oh, Enzo has done nothing. Enzo's been a nothing player in this game. Why is he even part of the core four? And so he probably feels like, I might be able to get Danny's vote against Enzo, but not against Nicole. But he might feel like, well, with Tyler, I might be able to get Tyler's vote over Nicole rather than Enzo. So, you know, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think you have kind of you've not totally convinced me, but I actually do. I mean, that is very true. And so I'm interested to see what happens, but I'm more still inclined to think that he just knows that what would Danny actually do? What would Danny actually say to the jury that would really, like, are they really going to be rallying for Nicole? Are they really going to be that excited for Nicole? I mean, I don't know what Cody's thinking about the jury, but I think he might see that Enzo, like, the jury might actually respect Enzo more, even though they don't.
Yeah, I feel like, in my opinion, I feel like Cody probably hasn't, like, 100% chosen yet. I feel like in his mind, it's just like, I'm going to get there. I'm going to get there first. I'm going to win. And then I'll decide. and I'm inclined to believe he will decide Enzo, because he's telling them both the same things. He's telling them both he's going to take them both. He's told Enzo more than he's told Nicole at times. He's told Nicole more than he's told Enzo at times. And I think he's just been fully loyal to both of them. It's never conflicted before. And I don't think it ever will until the moment comes. And then I think he's going to decide. And I think he could still theoretically go either way. Although I am inclined to believe he will decide a little bit more toward Enzo. But if it happened in the final four, I think he might be like, oh, I don't know if I can rely on Enzo to win in the final three HOH. Maybe I need Nicole there. She's a little more likely to be at Christmas, and then we can lock up our final two. But then he has to worry about, like, what's Nicole going to cut me, or is Enzo going to cut me? So who knows?
Yeah, I mean, I think the most frustrating part about this season overall has just been that, like, it doesn't really matter what Cody picks, because whatever Cody picks is going to end up being the right thing, and it's going to all just go in his favor. So who cares what we're saying right now, because it's going to work out and Cody's going to win the season regardless. But I'm now thinking about, like, the final four, and I think, you know, obviously Cody would want someone that would, like, that would take him to the end. But I feel like having both Nicole and Enzo on your side versus Christmas might not be your best bet. I think at this point, he just knows he has to win it for himself. And I think he'd be more so thinking about that than thinking, because Enzo and Nicole both kind of have flip-flopped on competitions like a little bit this season. Yeah. So.
Yeah. All right. So that's kind of where we are. Are you guys ready for the Stockwatch?
Yes.
All right. Let's move on to the Stockwatch here. All right. Okay. So in the Stockwatch, we go over the players, each of the players remaining in the game. We rate them on a 1 out of 10 scale. And it's based on how well they're doing, what their chances are to win, and all of that. So I polled the audience to get their opinion on what they think each player is worth rating wise. And we're each going to give our own ratings as well. So we're going to start with Christmas. How do we feel about Christmas? Phil, let's start with you. How do you feel about Christmas?
So this week I haven't been totally impressed with Christmas, but I do like that Christmas, at least at the very least, she knows that Cody is the number one threat and he's the biggest threat to her game. And she knows that no matter what, she needs to take him out to even have a fighting shot. And so her trying to campaign to Enzo, her trying to campaign to Nicole has at least impressed me a little bit, but at the same time, it's too little too late at this point. And the game's so stacked up against her favor. I don't really see things changing for her. So that's where I'm at with Christmas right now.
All right. What score would you give her?
I am currently, I am at a 4, I would say, for Christmas this week. I think that she is not playing the absolute worst game. She's playing with the cards she's dealt with, but it's still her cards aren't that great. And so I don't see her. Yeah. This week has not been the best for her.
Yeah. I'm also at a 4 for Christmas. I think that she is in a very rough spot here. She's, I think, more than a coin flip's chance to leave at the final four. And then she probably has to win the final three in order to survive, and make it to the final two. She's basically going to have to win out at some point. And then even if she does, she's still not like a lock to win. Like, she could win out and then still lose. And that's pretty bad. So her win equity is very low, but I did kind of talk myself up. I was going to give her like a 3. But then when we were talking through scenarios, I was like, okay, well, if Christmas wins and is the one to take out Cody, and then she also wins out on top of that, maybe she has a chance, especially if she takes Christmas and not, or sorry, especially if she takes Nicole and not Enzo. I think she has a better chance against Nicole. So I could maybe see that. And so I don't think we're going to count her out completely yet. And I think she's played a pretty decent game to this point. And I think that she is probably, she's very likely to survive this week. So that's where I'm at with Christmas here. Melissa, how do you feel?
Yeah, I mean, I feel about the same with Christmas as I did last week, just because I feel like she's in a similar position where, like, she's on the block. She's probably going to stay. However, like, at this point, we still don't know. And there is talk of possibly switching it up. I don't think it will be switched up, but there is talk about it. So that's why I'm kind of like, I don't want to go too high. I don't want to go too low, because we don't really know what's going on with her. Also, you know, I do like where her head's at. And I do think that if she stays, she does have a good shot of winning at least one of the upcoming competitions. So I think at this point, I'm just going to stick with my five.
All right. Well, the audience sided with Phil and I. They gave Christmas a four this week. So there it is. Four Christmas. All right. Let's move on to Cody. Cody, this is a big one. Cody, definitely the most likely person to win this game. I spent a lot of this week anticipating that I was going to give Cody another 10. The more I hear from Enzo, the more I hear Enzo talk, the more I'm like, I just don't know that he has Enzo 1,000% locked in. If he doesn't have Enzo 1,000% locked in, then I don't feel 1,000% about Cody just like completely locking this in and taking this home. You know, he does have a small chance to leave next week. He does have a small chance of Enzo potentially cutting him. I really feel like Enzo is thinking about it. And with that in mind, I don't feel that it's completely locked down. And I will say, Sarah asked in the chat, is this due to any fault of his own? And I do think it is a little bit. Last week, Cody was staying up late, talking to people every single night. This week, he's taken a little bit of a step back. He's been a little quieter. Enzo is the one that's been putting in a lot of work this week. He's been talking to Nicole every single night. He's been talking to Christmas. He's been talking to Memphis. And Cody has just kind of been chilling. And this is not the time to be chilling. This is the time to make sure those relationships are locked in. And I'm not sure that Cody is completely doing that. So I gave him a 9 this week. Same as last week, you know. He could easily go up from here. He's definitely got the most win equity by a large margin. But it's not quite perfect. It's not quite there for me all the way. So, Melissa, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I would give Cody a 9. I think that he's doing a really good job. I think that we've discussed this ad nauseum, that he is like most likely to win this game. And if he doesn't win, that will be the surprise. So I think he's doing a great job. I'm not so sure it's a 10, just because I do think there is a possibility that he could get taken out. And I think that it would be really good for somebody's resume to take him out. And I think people are starting to realize that. So yeah, 9 for me.
Phil, what do you think?
So I think that Cody, like, all right, sorry. I'm just trying to break it down, because I think that, yes, he has let Enzo falter a little bit. And so, and you know, Christmas does realize that he's the target. But at the same time, I mean, Cody has two chances to win a power next week. I think there's like a almost certain chance that Cody will at least win one of the two powers for next week. And so I think he doesn't even have to worry about anyone else trying to take him out. Of course, there's always the possibility, and you always want to keep your bases covered. But I just do think that he has played such a great game this season. It was so great that he won HOH last week. And so this week he was able to just take a step back, and then he's able to win the HOH and the veto next week. And he can still win the final three HOH. So, but I'm still at a 9. I don't think, he hasn't played a perfect week this week, as for everything else that you guys were saying. So I'm at a 9 for Cody this week.
All right. The audience also gave Cody a 9 this week. So it's going to be straight 9s for Cody in the stock watch. Let's talk about Enzo. Enzo's a tricky one here. Last week, Enzo got a 9. This week, Enzo is in a bit of a precarious position. But Melissa, what do you think about Enzo?
Can we do audience first?
We can do audience first.
I'm a little torn. So I kind of just like, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm so torn too. I don't know what.
Well, the audience gave Enzo a 7 this week, down from the 8 last week. It was a high 7. It was close to an 8. It didn't drop too far, but not quite the 8 this week for, or sorry, not quite, yeah, not quite the 8 this week for Enzo. Are you ready to go now, or would you like us to go first?
No, I can go. It's a 6. I'm just kidding. It's not a 6. I'm kidding. My classic Enzo joke. Anyway, I think he's in a good position. I like that he is recognizing, you know, what is my path forward? Because I feel like before this, he was kind of just like, yeah, whatever. I'm just going to like go to the end and that's that, which was like his strategy his previous season. Now it seems like now that he's getting down to the end game, he's like, okay, wait, like now what though? Because what will it take to win a jury vote? And so I think that's the key here. And I think he's starting to recognize that he's in a very precarious spot. So, and I think he put in good work this week. However, I think that with Nicole winning HOH and Vito this week, it puts her in a really good place in terms of like, her resume. It adds things to her resume, which when she gets to the end, she could share those things and people would be like, okay, cool. Yeah, no, she has done stuff. Whereas Enzo, it's like, okay, wait, you didn't make the move during the triple eviction. You like weren't winning HOHs or vetoes. You were just like, I feel like previous, like beginning game kind of goes out the window at that point. So like, even though he did win something like a long time ago, it's like, people aren't going to think about that. They're going to think about, it's like BB Can 6. It's like Paris. Like Kayla was winning the entire time, but then Paris won those really crucial competitions, and that's what changed people's minds. And they were like, "Wow, she really is competing." And I think Nicole can make the argument that she you know turned it on in the second half of the game. And I don't know if Enzo can really make that argument. And before it was like, "Well, Enzo could probably beat Nicole, no problem," at least in my mind. Now I'm not so sure. So that's why I'm a little worried about Enzo's chances. So that's why I'm going to go down to an 8.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, because that was my gut reaction too. Like when Nicole won HOH and Vito, I was like, oh, here we go. There's a little momentum here. But the more I talk through the scenarios, the more I continue to just run into a brick wall, which is, unless Nicole is cutting Cody, I still don't see her winning. As we talked about before, I think even if she does end up in the final two with Enzo, it's only because Enzo cuts Cody. And in that spot, I feel like Enzo wins. And because of that, I just feel like I'm like, okay, great. You did this, Nicole. You got something on your resume, but it's not worth anything if you're still just going to take Cody. And so it's hard for me. I still feel like Enzo is the more likely winner over Nicole. And I think he's also better positioned than Nicole to a degree. He's a little more likely to go home next week. But I think he's also a little more likely to be taken to the final two. And I think he's more likely to beat Cody in the final two than Nicole is. But he's definitely taken a hit from me from last week. He needed to win. So like Enzo is the person who really could have benefited from a win, I think, here to really increase his resume or even just prove that he's capable of winning some of these competitions. You know, if Enzo is able to win here and he's able to make a move, I just feel like at the end of the day, unless it's for really for both of them, if Nicole doesn't cut Cody, she can't win. If Enzo doesn't cut Cody, he can't win. I really feel that. And because I feel like Enzo is a little more likely to cut Cody, I'm a little bit higher on Enzo's chances, but still not that high. I mean, so I don't know. I'm feeling right now that it's an 8. I want to give him a 7. I'm going to give him a 7. I'm going to give him a 7. That's how I feel about Enzo. I just feel like Cody is just so much more likely to win than Enzo is. And I want to be like, I just feel like there's too much of a gap. There's too much of a gap. I'm giving him a 7. Phil, what do you think?
Yeah. So I've just been, one of the ones that I've been thinking a lot about. And so this is a very crucial week for Enzo. And I think how he does this week, or like, I could say, like, if this week ended up, like, working out for Enzo and he's able to actually vote out Cody, then I would say this has been a great week for him. But I don't know if he actually is going to do that. And so it's really hard, I guess, for me to say this week. I also just still think that getting rid of Memphis is not a good move this week. I mean, we'll see what ends up happening, but I think that Memphis wants to take Enzo to the end. If Memphis is in the final four with Enzo, I think Enzo has a great shot to make it to the final two with him. And now Memphis is out of options since Christmas isn't there anymore. So I don't know. And I'm also just thinking about, you know, how the jury actually perceives him. Like, yeah, if he cuts Cody, then they're going to be like, yeah, you're a boss. But at the same time, like when we watched the jury segment, everyone was kind of disappointed with Enzo. Everyone was kind of down on him. They're like, oh, it was lame. He didn't make the move. What is Enzo doing? He's not doing that much. So all that to say that I was in between a 7 and an 8, but I'm going to stick with the 7 that I had because I just think that he is doing good work this week, but I don't think this work is actually going to manifest and pay off in the way that he wants it to or that we want him to. So I don't know.
All right. So there it is for Enzo, down to a 7 this week for Enzo. Okay, let's move on to Memphis. I can tell you that, let's see. Oh no, we started with the audience last time. Phil, how do you feel about Memphis?
Yeah, this one was also hard for me, but I think that Memphis, his mode of campaigning this week actually has been kind of interesting. Just like we've all talked about it before, but just his straight up approach of just talking to Cody and Enzo, like, yeah, it's like, oh yeah, I'm on the block, but like, I'm obviously not going home. Like, what's our move next week, boys? You know what I mean? Like that's kind of just the way he's been operating. And so I've liked that from him. But at the same time, the Wise Guys Alliance has completely blown up in his face this week. I mean, Cody already knows everything. So, like, Cody has completely lost trust in him, and he has no idea. He has no idea how tight Cody and Nicole are, which is definitely going to hurt him. And I think that the deal that he made with Nicole, I mean, we saw it in the episode last night, but we saw it in Nicole's DRs. It was horrible. She said, like, you're not even offering me that much. You're just saying you'll keep me safe for final four. But like, I want to be in the final two. So I am at a 5 for Memphis this week. I might regret this, but this
I feel
is,
like you were leading up to like a 2 there. I mean, was like, wow, this is going to be a low one, guys. And then he's like, it's a 5. It's like,
because he does have win equity. I'm going to give him a 4. I'm going to give Memphis a 4.
No,
this
you
week.
Don't have to change it.
No, because you are right. Like, I think I came into this more with like Memphis does have a lot of win equity, but at the same time, Memphis is probably going home this week. I'm at a 4 from Memphis. I'm firm with that. Yes, a 4.
Well, I'm at a 4 as well. I agree with what you were saying. I think that the reason why I'm not any lower than that is because like now there's like a tiny possibility that maybe he stays, and if he stays, then maybe that, you know, he makes it far. Who knows? But yeah, I feel like he doesn't realize in how much danger he's in right now. So yeah, it's unfortunate because, you know, I do think he was playing pretty well, and he was a solid like 7, I think, for a while for me. But yeah, it just the odds are he's going to leave, and I'm only holding out hope that there is like a slim chance that he stays, and that's why his score is like not tanking.
Yeah, for me, it's a 3. I feel like because there's a chance he stays, then if he does stay, I think he still needs to win out from that point. But if he does, unlike Christmas, I think he's basically a lock to win the game. I think that if Memphis like wins at Final Four, wins at Final Three, he's not taking Cody, which means he's taking either Nicole or Enzo. I think he beats both of them if he wins out from there. And I think he wins the game. And so all it takes is staying this week and then winning at least two competitions. So with that in mind, that's a long haul, but He has more of a path than Christmas does, assuming that both of them stay. The problem is, and the reason he's behind Christmas, is that he's likely going to go. But he's not completely gone, so I went with a 3 for Memphis. The audience agreed with you guys. They went with a 4. There you go. Yep. All right. Let's talk about Nicole. Let's talk about Nicole, because Nicole is somebody, like I said, at the start of this week, I was like, okay, I'm feeling this. She won the HOH. She won the veto, especially when she won the veto. I was like, oh, here we go. Like, she's getting some momentum. But as I've talked about this podcast, I still feel like unless she cuts Cody, she's drawing dead. And I've been looking for any sign. Are you going to do it? To give me a sign, Nicole, when you're talking to the cameras, tell me. When you're talking to Christmas, at least with Christmas, tell me. That's what Enzo's given me. But she's not. She's not giving it even to Christmas. And so, like, even to the camera, she's like, I'd love to take Christmas to the final three with me. And she's like, but only if she wins HOH at the final four. So it's just like, oh man, it's so frustrating. I'm so frustrated with Nicole this week. I just want to like get in her head and just be like, just cut Cody. He is not your Derek. I mean, he is your Derek.
Yeah. I was like, wait,
but he's not worth it.
Yeah.
You would have taken Corey and lost to Corey. How would you feel now about that? How would you feel now? Don't do it to Cody. But I just think she is just the history. She was willing to take Corey. She was willing to take Paul over James. And I just feel like that is who she is. And I just don't feel that she's willing to cut Cody. And because of that, it's just so hard to believe that she's capable of winning this game at all. And so honestly, I'm inclined to give her a 5, but there's still 2 weeks. There's still time. And so because of that, I'm giving her a 6. That you know, she did win some competitions. She's proved that she can do that. She does recognize that she wants Christmas in the final three, even though she's not willing to do it. But maybe she will be. And you know, she still has a couple weeks to reconsider this whole Cody thing.
Yeah, so I think like I'm very confused, I guess, with how like Nicole really views herself and how Nicole like, does she think that she is playing at, like she said, like, yeah, I'm like, I'm a mastermind or whatever. But also like, I think she does kind of have like just some form of like just low opinion of herself or like some kind of low, like she isn't willing to give herself the credit. You know, a lot of the time she doesn't give herself enough credit. And so I feel like that's manifested in the way she plays the game. And so and I think that's manifested in, like you say, like she like wants to go with the Pauls and she wants to go with the Corys and the Codys. So yeah, I'm at a 6. You didn't ask me.
go for it.
Yeah.
You're at a 6.
Yeah, I'm at a 6 for Nicole this week, just because, I mean, I think taking out Cody, her taking out Cody this week, I'm trying to think if it would have been too fast for her, if it maybe would have been too early, maybe it wouldn't, but I do think that like taking out Memphis this week is a good decision to make. I think that Memphis does not have her best interests at heart. And so having Memphis out of the game makes it easier for her to make it to the end. But yeah, is it going to be easier for her to win? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Melissa, what do you think?
Well, I have faith in our true winner. and I'm giving her an 8.
An 8?
I really am. I think that I see the prophecy it being fulfilled. I see her winning. And I think that she did what she needed to do this week. You know, Memphis wasn't including her in his alliances and she put him on the block and is getting him out. And, you know, I think that I see a situation where she gets to the end and people want to reward her. I see a situation where they say, look, she's a 2-time winner. She's a winner and she's the only winner. And, you know, and how could we have let this happen? I mean, we thought this whole time she wasn't a threat. And now look at her down the stretch. She's winning these comps. She's getting out these strong competitors. I don't know. I mean, I feel like I see a situation for her winning and I think she played this week really well. So, I got to give it to her. You know, I was down on her last week. I gave her a 5, but I think this week I see something else. So, you know, I'm going to give it to her.
So what, because genuinely I'm curious, like, what's the situation, like, what's the scenario you see her winning the game?
I honestly, it is emotional. I think that I don't see it in like a logical way, because I think it's the same thing as like Josh winning or like Casey winning. I felt like there was no situation when those people were going to win. And same with Nicole and Big Brother 18. I just feel like I didn't see a situation where they win and then they did win, because juries are insane and you can't predict what they're going to do. And every time we try and predict, it's an exercise in futility because they never do what we think. So I just think that like maybe there's not like a logical reason where we can go through like why I see Nicole winning, like that we can go through and be like, okay, this person will vote this way, this person will vote this way. I'm just seeing it as a situation where it's like, I could see the emotions being there, which would make them vote for Nicole.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, there is like such a fascinating wrinkle. And I totally agree with you, Melissa, that like Nicole being a winner is like, for some reason, like that is the strangest part of it all, where of course no one in the house really respects Nicole's like win, or and no one like really respects her like, or I guess like as a winner, they don't really take that seriously. But at the same time, they all know, I think I heard Memphis talking about this before, like if Nicole is up there in the end, you do have to reward that. You do have to, like, she's won the game before and she made it all the way to the end again. Like, there is an element to say, like, hats off. I mean, I know we've discussed it before about, like, if she could win or not, but it is just, if she really goes with that angle, I could see it, Melissa. I really could.
Yeah. I think it's fair. I think that, you know, juries are very hard to read. They really can go either way. And there is still time for them to change their minds. There really is. It's for me personally, as somebody that called the Nicole win and the Josh win and you know, I thought Tyler would beat Casey, but I thought it would be close. I honestly don't even see it being close personally with Nicole, since I really only see her getting there with Cody. It's just so hard to see, for me that's where I'm at with it. But like, juries are so unpredictable.
Right.
Like, I can be sure about it, but that means very little, and the jury segment can be very misleading. I could be reading way into this. Maybe Danny's mad at Nicole right now, but maybe she gets over it in a few days.
I also think that the biggest argument against Nicole from a jury perspective is she didn't do anything. But I think if Nicole can get to the end and argue like, look, like, I did what I was supposed to do. I laid low the first half of the game. And the second half of the game, I had aligned myself really well. I had built up a good situation for myself that I, for the first half, didn't need to win anything. And then by the second half, look, I won. And if she keeps winning, she can use that and be like, look, I got out this person. I got out this person. Like, I won the competitions when I needed to win. And other than that, like, I just feel like there is an argument to be made. And I don't think that, I think that the jury segment could be misleading, yes, but also even if it wasn't misleading, it was filmed prior to her winning HOH and veto. And I think that that is a huge case to be made that, like, okay, Memphis was aligned with everyone else except for me. I got him out. And if she gets someone out next week, you know, if she wins veto next week or whatever, like, there can be more arguments made. And so I see a situation where she can win. And it's the same thing with Enzo or whoever. It's like, I see a situation for them winning. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. Maybe that situation doesn't play out. But the fact that I can see it so clearly, like, it, that's why I give her the 8.
All right, there you go. Well, the audience actually split the difference between us here. They gave Nicole a 7. A 7 there. Like I said, it's always very difficult to predict the jury. We could get a jury segment, you know, next week or whatever, and they're all of a sudden they're like, "Ooh, look at Nicole." You never know for sure.
Is that that's the highest the audience has been on Nicole, right?
It might be. Let's see here. Yes, it is. There you go, audience. Wow. You did it.
Yep. They finally got above it.
It only took five people being in the house.
Yeah.
To finally be like, oh, relax.
Interestingly, as somebody who took a lot of heat at this throughout most of the season for being positive about Nicole's game, people are now mad at me for being too low on Nicole's game.
You can never win, Taryn.
Can never get it right, I guess. I'm trying, guys. But for me also, like, I just see Cody as such a massive front runner. I couldn't even give anybody an 8 because that was too close. So I had to go 7 and 6 for me. So there it is. There it is. Those are the ratings for the week. We will, perhaps get an updated leaderboard. I'm not sure if this, I should have paid more attention. I think this updated. I think it did. We're gonna go ahead and pull it up. Here's the new leaderboard. We have Scargate in the lead.
Wow.
Went in on Nicole, who turned out to be the best buy of the week. We've got Liv here in second, who went in on Cody. There you go.
Those people saying that I scored Nicole so high because I bought Nicole, I'd like to say that I am blaming some people this week, particularly Mel Holst and others that typically remind me week to week to do something with the stopwatch, because I definitely had all my Tyler stuff and forgot to do anything about it. So that is really, honestly, it's like on you guys. It's not on me. There was nothing that could have been done on my end, but like I was not reminded by my normal reminders. And like, where were you? You know?
Shame on you guys. Shame on all of you.
Honestly, like shame.
I can't believe they did that to you. They did it on purpose.
Shame on all of you. Like really, honestly, the one thing we can say is that the one person who cannot be blamed for this week is me, but everyone else can take a fair share of their blame.
There you go. You fell just 100 places. Not too bad. Not too bad.
I literally I had all my stock in Tyler and now it's gone. So I literally last night realized this. I was in bed, trying to sleep. And then I was the stockwatch. And yeah, it was not great.
Well, here's some good news for you. Brent actually did worse.
Oh, good.
This week, he went all in on Enzo, which was worse than what you did, I think.
Oh, thank God.
Phil, I
was at 700 or something, and he's at 600.
Well, he fell over 200 places. You only fell 100 places.
Well, I'm still worse than him. This is the first year that I've actually been doing pretty well in the stockwatch, and this is the one time that not doing anything ended up being the wrong move for me.
All right, Phil, are you in here?
I forgot to register on the first week, so I am always just checking the site, but I actually don't. I don't
well,
play.
Great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I also took a hit this week, but not too bad. I dropped 59 places. I did go in. I went in on both Nicole and Enzo actually, that wasn't good enough. But I'm still in top 100, clinging in there. Hanging in there.
Killing it.
All right.
Bad week. And so there's no saving it, too, because all my stock is, gone.
You still have $600.
I was rich. I was, raking in the cash at the beginning of this whole process. And now, look at me. Destitute.
Yeah. All right. So I had some other questions. How would you rate the episodes this week? I asked the audience. The audience said 4.5 out of 10, down from the 5.1 last week. I asked them to rate the feeds 3.3, down from the 3.7 last week. And then I asked how do you rate the season as a whole so far? 4.3, up from the 4.2 last week. There you go.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's so weird that I wish the triple eviction happened 3 weeks earlier, because now we're just kind of stuck with watching like Christmas walk in on Enzo in the bathroom two times because there's only five people in the house and there's not much to even watch at this point. I mean, it's still always fun, but I expect those to continue to drop when there's four and then there's three people, but we'll see.
All right. I asked you to rank the players from your favorite to your least favorite. In the top spot, Melissa, do you have a guess?
These are players that are still remaining in the house.
Remaining in the house.
Okay, okay, okay. I think number one, Enzo.
Correct. Yep. Number two.
Cody.
Correct. Number three.
Memphis.
Incorrect.
Is it Nicole?
It's Nicole.
Whoa.
She's no. out of the second to last spot.
Like if you really just think about it, she's third place. So she is top three.
Yeah.
Her likability.
Here's the thing. Like, I'm telling you guys, the audience is coming around on Nicole already. All it took was two competitions.
Honestly, they love her now.
They gave her a seven for the first time. They're getting mad at me for giving her a six. I'm telling you.
This is how it happened.
This is how it happens.
Yep.
Then Memphis, then Christmas in last place here. I asked, who should Nicole have targeted this week for her game? People overwhelmingly said Memphis was the right call. Tend to agree with that as long as she's willing to cut Cody, but she's not. Yeah. Who should Enzo and Cody vote out this week? About 60% of you said Memphis. Memphis is the right call. There you go. And then I also asked if Cody had to choose between Nicole and Enzo, who would he choose? It was a close one, but the audience said he chooses Enzo. More loyal to Enzo. Asked who you wanted to be evicted this week. The majority said Memphis, although it was kind of close. And then I asked, who do you want to win HOH next week? 50% said Christmas.
It, really?
It's turning around. The people love Christmas now.
Here's the thing. So I asked who they want to win HOH. And a lot of people are like, why didn't you ask who you want to win Veto? And I was like, because it depends. Like, whoever wins Veto, it depends on who won HOH, right. What they're going to do with it. And so I could ask, who do you want out? But that's boring. I wanted to ask, who do you want to win HOH? That's an intricate question. Who do you want to be safe, essentially? But I think that some people answered this question and they said Christmas because she'll take out Cody. But here's the problem. If Christmas wins HOH, that's actually great for Cody because he can't be evicted at that point. because Christmas can't vote, which means the only people that will vote if Christmas wins HOH is Cody, Nicole, or Enzo, none of which will vote out Cody.
How great would that be? How hilarious would that be if Christmas wins HOH and she's celebrating and then Cody runs up and hugs her?
Yeah, this right is better than if Enzo had won. This is almost better than if I had won.
Thank you so much, Christmas. You changed my game.
She's like, what?
And then I had the jury questions here. Who do you think the jury is more likely to vote for? So this is I think this is getting interesting because there's only five options. And I think we can actually make some decent calls here. I asked, who do you think Ian is more likely to vote for in the final two? And the audience by a hair said he's most likely to vote for Nicole. Which I think is possible. I do. But I feel like he's more likely to vote for Cody. And Cody is a close second here. And that's the reason why is because Ian was saying Danny's running the game. Maybe Tyler's running the game. When he was doing his exit interviews, he said Cody is doing so well. He's never said anything positive about Nicole other than like, I don't blame her for my eviction. It was a game. I just don't know if he has the respect level there to give Nicole that vote. I think he could. But against Cody, I'm not sure. Against Enzo, I think the only way Enzo is sitting there next to Nicole is if he had cut Cody. So We talked about that before. I feel like Enzo has a decent shot. But then it's Memphis and then finally Christmas, which I do agree with.
Yeah, I think Ian will just go for whoever gets him. Whoever Ian feels like they're the one who got me, that's the person he's going to vote for. So I feel like most of that depends on just the way that the speeches are handled and the way they approach Ian.
Mm-hmm. So then Devon, the audience says Devon is most likely to vote for Cody. I think that's fair. I think she probably would. Second most likely, Enzo. Pretty close to Cody. I think that's also fair. I think there's a chance she could vote Enzo over Cody. I do. She had a much closer relationship with Enzo. She was probably disappointed in his decision in the triple eviction, but there's time to get over that. And time to remember, like, oh, yeah, I don't like Cody that much. So I could see this going back and forth. I could. But I do agree. I think Cody, then Enzo, then it's like a tie between Nicole and Memphis. Really? I'm inclined to say Memphis over Nicole.
Really?
I am. For Devon?
I mean, yeah, but I'm like, do you think she's at this point still going to, when she gets in the jury, just say like, you got me? I mean, I guess she said it ventured past the person, like past strategic game, and now it's like personal game, but I don't know. I think she still would. I feel like she would. And at the end of the day, Devon is a gamer, and Devon would want the person who got her to, again, like be the person who wins the season. Sorry.
I feel like that's a really hard one to predict. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like I could see it going either way. I could see her either being like, look, I'm going to be the bigger person and I'm going to do this. Or she's going to be like, look, I already rewarded you. I'm not going to do this again. So I don't know.
Well, keep in mind, at this point, the only way Memphis gets there is if he survives the vote this week, which means that Nicole's HOH to take out Memphis took out Christmas. It means that, you know, Nicole's big move was that Christmas was taken out.
Right.
And I feel like that makes her look a lot more like an accessory to the boys having a thing.
I think it also feeds into the narrative of like, Nicole wants to be the last girl standing and she's going to do what it takes to like get there. And I feel like that will make the girls in the jury kind of like, okay, this is kind of icky. I don't like that she was just like, I just want to be the last girl. So I think if she gets out Memphis this week when she had the opportunity to get out Christmas, I think that is better for her in the jury, because I think that it kind of helps to like rid her of that narrative, even though like that narrative still is a thing and people will still think about it. At least it's like, look, she had the opportunity to get out Christmas and she didn't because she knew it wasn't good for her game, or she knew it was a better move to get rid of Memphis. So I don't know.
Yeah. And also keep in mind that the only way Nicole is sitting in the final two with anyone except for Cody is that that person cut Cody. And so they have Cody's head on their mantle. And so Memphis, having gotten Cody out, sitting next to Nicole, that's where I really start to feel like, okay, yeah, I'm not sure this is happening. And like I said, I could even see Devon voting Christmas over Nicole if Christmas is the one that got Cody out.
You think she's going to vote for Christmas over Nicole?
Look, people had the same reaction to me when I said that Devon was going to vote for Nicole over Paul. I said, no, I think she might. I think she could vote for Christmas over Nicole. I think she could. I don't think she's more likely to. I think she could. I would say like 75, 25, she votes Nicole, 25, she votes Christmas. If Christmas is the one that takes out Cody.
Yeah, but I just think like the way, like when Devon left the house, what, week seven? And so that, or not week seven, but yeah, week seven. But like, I guess I'm saying the week that Christmas handled her HOH in week five, that's kind of going to be like the last taste that she had with Christmas. I think that that's going to just fuel like everything she thinks about with Christmas is going to be based off of that week. And I really don't see her voting for Christmas in any scenario, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you're right.
Yeah. All right. So then we have Kevin. And the audience says that Kevin is most likely to vote for Enzo. Most likely to vote for Enzo. I think this is a fair take. I think that Kevin, like, does Kevin strike you as the kind of person that, like, goes against the grain? Like, if Cody's sitting next to Enzo, most people are voting Cody. Does Kevin go, nah, I'm voting Enzo? I think he might, honestly. I think he might be like, you know what? Cody's going to win this thing, deservedly, but Enzo was nice to me. I'm going to give this to Enzo.
I can do that.
Yeah. It's going to be like Donnie voting for Cody over Derek or something like that. Yeah, yeah.
So that's two potential votes for Enzo over Cody. But I think that's probably where it stops. Then I have David. Kevin, Enzo. They actually put Nicole over Cody as well. And I could see this maybe. I think if Cody won the final three HOH and took Nicole, I could see Kevin voting for Nicole. But if Nicole won the final three HOH and took Cody, I feel like Kevin would be like, really?
The final nail in the coffin for him this season, where it's right? Just like, are you kidding me, yo?
Yeah. That's how I feel, personally. Then Memphis, then Christmas at the end. In fact, I would actually put Memphis, I don't know, I feel like if Memphis got there, I think he would get, like, Memphis would get Kevin's vote over Nicole, maybe even Cody.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, Kevin was like, Kevin had great things to say about Memphis.
I feel like everyone kind of, like, even though they don't like him, they still kind of respect him. I feel like Memphis does have more win equity than we think. I'm always saying that, but I really, really mean it. Like, I think Memphis, if he's able to make it past this week, he would have a shot.
Mm-hmm. Then we have David. People said that Cody is most likely to receive his vote. I agree. Cody followed by Enzo, which I also agree with. Then Christmas, third place. I kind of agree with that. Because I think, again, Tyler's going to be pro-Christmas. I think that can have some amount of influence on David. If Christmas got there, it's, again, because she won out and she took out Cody. She does those things. I could even see her getting his vote over Enzo at that point. Personally.
Yeah, yeah. I think I would totally agree.
Then Nicole, then Memphis last, that he would not give his vote to Memphis, which I mostly agree with. I think. Yeah. He also had some good things to say about Memphis by the end, but we'll see. We won't see. It's going to be gone this week.
We won't see.
Then there's Danny. People said by far most likely she's going to give the vote to Cody over anyone else. Then essentially a tie between Nicole and Enzo. The audience could not really decide who she would give it to between Nicole and Enzo. I also would be skeptical, but again, when I think about how it happens, the only way it happens is if Enzo cuts Cody to take Nicole, in which case I do think she gives it to Enzo. And if Nicole cut Cody to take Enzo, I think she would give it to Nicole, but I just don't see Nicole doing that at the moment. So
I really have, like, I think Danny, I have a hard time picturing Danny voting for anyone else but Cody at this point. I feel like she doesn't respect anyone else in the game, like, at all. So I it's going to be weird to see her try to rationalize voting for Enzo, even though she was mostly dogging him for a lot of the season. So I don't know.
Yeah. Then they have Memphis, and then finally Christmas, very unlikely to vote for Christmas, which I agree with. Then finally, Tyler. People said Enzo most Cody most likely. I agree. Enzo second most likely. I agree. Christmas third most likely. I agree. Memphis fourth most likely. I agree. And then Nicole last. I completely agree with all of these. These were easy choices in my opinion.
Yeah, I would agree as well.
Yeah. So there you go. That's the pick. So right now, of the we've got what, five? Six people.
Oh, six. Yeah.
Six people in the jury. Of the six people in the jury, if it's Cody sitting next to Enzo, the audience says Cody will get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of those votes.
Five. It's not going to be 5-4, yo. It's going to be more than that.
Well, of the six people in the jury so far. So five of the six votes.
Which means that,
go to Cody.
Right, right. Okay.
Which means that it could be a tie, but the likelihood is it will go to Cody.
Then Cody versus Nicole. The audience says that Cody gets 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold on. I feel like I counted that wrong.
5 votes every time.
No, there's 2 votes they say don't go to Cody. 1, hold on, 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 votes go to Cody, 2 votes go to Nicole. They say Ian and Kevin go to Nicole, and they say that Kevin goes to Enzo.
You should have a little visual where it's like little dots and they like cluster around one, and it's like, what if we just have Cody and Nicole and then the dots go?
Yeah.
Just make that happen, Taryn. I think it'd be very cool to see.
All right. And then Memphis and Christmas basically get none of these votes against basically anyone. But I think part of that is just kind of like, people don't expect them to be there. So like I said, I feel like there are some spots where Memphis should be a little higher, but
it's a lot of just audience shade. We don't want it, so we just don't want to manifest it in the world, and that's basically it.
All right. Well, that's what we have for you this week. Let's see. We're on Tuesday here. Only 2 more of these. That's all we got. 2 more roundtables before the season ends. Not a good time to lose money in the stock watch.
And so there's going to be a stock watch for the final 3, right? Like the Tuesday night before the Wednesday,
correct?
Like finale, right? Okay.
Yes, you'll be able to decide between the final 3 players. The winner will get a 10 rating. Second place will get a 1 rating, and third place will lose everything. So it's going to be a big risk.
Yikes.
Big risk for probably not that much reward, to be honest.
That is true. Man, that's so crazy that we're already this far in the season. Only 2 more roundtables.
Yeah, wild. It is. I'm glad we had a season. I'm glad we had something to talk about. I'm glad that we've been brought together, that we didn't have to go an entire summer and fall without talking to any of you guys. Or each other.
Honestly, I wish they had figured it out for Big Brother Canada 8.
Right.
And then we could have, seen the rest of that. But at the time, it was so crazy. But I understand why they canceled it. But, it would have been cool to see that.
I hope they have to, if this is one of the few shows that they can do, like, pretty safely, still pretty cheaply, maybe we will get a, BB celebrity kind of spot. Yeah. And then we'll have Big Brother Canada 9. What is
OTT2?
OTT2.
I mean, if they got nothing else going on and they can't shoot anything else, I mean, I don't know. I think the ratings for that were trash, but I mean, I would for sure watch OTT2 again, and I would love to see it if they were willing to make it.
I just feel like
OTTT.
Well, I feel like it's probably more suited for a celebrity edition because OTT required like more. Like the feeds were on more, and this season we had the feeds on were significantly on less, which I feel like was a necessity because of the like staffing thing. So I feel like OTT probably would require too much work, whereas like celebrity, they can cut the feeds all the time, and there's probably a lot of celebrities who don't have anything better to do right now.
That's true, and also it's like probably safer. It's like that NBA bubble.
Yeah.
The Big Brother bubble.
Yeah. I think any chance we had of like a Legends season, like a shortened one, probably not going to happen considering the reception to this season. I think they're probably like, all right, no more returnees.
Yeah, I probably would be like, and also if I was a returnee, I'd be like, yeah, I'm probably not going to do that.
Oh, yeah. I know for a fact that some of these legends have already been like, yeah, I saw the reception to this season. I don't think Big Brother's the same anymore. I don't think I want to do it.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't blame them. At the beginning of this season, I was like, we could do it. Like, everyone's interested. Like, Big Brother Legends is like, ooh, never mind. let's just do celebrities, I guess, or whatever.
Yeah, this is why we can't have nice things.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys for joining me. Melissa, any final thoughts?
No, I can't believe the season's almost over. It's pretty wild. It'll be very interesting as it gets to the home stretch. I mean, honestly, like, if you look at the ratings for these last couple weeks, or at least this week, they're all pretty high. I mean, we have a good amount of people who are like 9, 8, 7, you know, like above 5 and above is essentially what it is. Whereas normally I do feel like we tend to have a few 4s and 3s and then maybe like 1 or 2 quote unquote good players. And so I think that this is going to be really interesting as we get down the stretch, because all these players have a chance, I think, to win. So we'll see.
We'll see. Phil, any final thoughts?
No, I mean, I'm super excited to just be here in the LFC roundtable just, for Brent this week. And I hope Brent, I'm sorry if I did you wrong. I'm sorry if I was being too much of a fancy fencer tin. This is directly towards you, Brent. And, I hope I did you well, but if not, I understand.
No, you did great.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us. I will be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today and tonight on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. And tomorrow night, we will have a recap of the veto episode. We'll see the comics. And then Thursday, of course, we'll be live to recap the Thursday night episode. And that's what we have for you coming down the pipeline. You can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. If you want to fill out one of these surveys, if you didn't agree with the audience rating, that's your chance. You got to fill it out. Find it on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. Or you can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. Melissa, you can find at It's Melissa with 3 A's. Anything else going on, Melissa?
I think I'm going to try and play Among Us with Puya and those guys this weekend. So we shall see. It's only like will be my second time playing. So I'm not great, but it'll be a fun time. That's that. And also, I think I'll be on the recap tomorrow night.
There you go. I played with Puya over the weekend. It was fun. I may do
they
it again this weekend.
They played for 8 hours. I told him I was like, yes, I told him I cannot do 8 hours. I said, I will come on. I'll play a few games.
I was there for 2 hours.
Is not
so.
For me. I was like, I have to like tell you the truth. I'm not going to be on for 8 hours. I came on like I was out and he's like, well, let me know when you get home because, you know, you could join us. We'll probably have a spot open. And I was like, oh, cool. And I ended up coming back like 5 hours later. And I was like, oh, there's no way. And then I went on his Twitch and they were still going. I was like, oh, my God, this is crazy. So, you know, wild. They're wild on Puya's channel.
They're wild.
Check it out. They're super wild.
Rob and I had a good imposter round together. We were the imposters and we won. It was fun. all right. Phil, where can people find you?
I'm on Twitter at twitter.com/@listenupphillip. And then I'm also writing TV show and movie reviews constantly on letterbox.com. You can follow me there at letterbox.com/PNTJR. That's what I'm up to right now.
All right. Thank you all again for joining us. We'll see you next time.